Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Now I've got to say, I'm working my ass off here. This is Sleepy Joe. The guy goes to his basement. He's got another lid. You know, he goes to the basement. The lid, right? That's the garbage can. They put a lid on you.
I was having a good time last night. And I tell you what, if you didn't watch the most credible person to speak during the 2020 election cycle, maybe other than the president, if you missed Tucker Carlson last night, you've got to make time today to sit down and watch this. I watched it live. I asked Tricia to cut up some of the bites for you this morning. If you missed this, I'm going to say one thing in advance here. After you hear some of what this man's going to say, if you hadn't heard it before, there's going to be one question on your mind. Why is nobody in the media other than Fox interested in hearing this man's story? A Navy veteran who wants to clear the air about Joe Biden. Please go to cut 14 first.
The former vice president has said he had no knowledge whatsoever of his son's business dealings and was not involved in them at all. But this sounds like direct involvement in them.
Yeah, that's a blatant lie. When he states that, that is a blatant lie.
So it's easy to say that's a blatant lie. He's lying about that. But the man has it backed up with the WhatsApp text messages that he's received, regular text messages he's received on his phone, and emails from Hunter Biden and Jim Biden concerning all of this. He had an interesting conversation with the Biden family when he worked for them. Listen to cut 15.
And I'm thinking about the Biden family, like, how are they doing this? I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? Aren't they taking political risk or headline risk? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability. This is in reference to money that was being transferred from Chairman Yi. Chairman Yi is a member of the Chinese Communist Party who went into private business with Hunter Biden, not because they really needed Hunter Biden's contacts, but because of Hunter Biden's big guy, his dad, the influence they could wring out of a connection like that to Joe Biden. They transferred $10 million into their accounts for one reason, to buy influence. Go to cut 19, please.
In a document that you guys have, and I think it's been provided to, you know, to the world, the Chinese referenced that because of their trust in the Biden family, that Chairman Yi and Director Zhang are excited about moving forward in this. And in that document, they referenced loaning $5 million to the BD family.
Right.
The BD family is the Biden family. And notice they didn't say we're loaning that money to Oneida Holdings, or we're loaning that money to Tony Bobulinski, or we're loaning that money to James Gillier or Rob Walker. They, once again, not a document generated by me, a document generated by CFC, that they're loaning that money to the Biden family.
So Tucker Carlson looks at him and goes, just let me ask this question. In a week, Joe Biden could be elected president of the United States. Knowing what you know about these business transactions with communist China, what's your reaction to that? Cut 20.
So I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised. Obviously, I've referenced that I held a Q clearance. You're briefed on compromise and, you know, who you're able to talk with and deal and do business with. And I just don't see, given the history here and the facts, how Joe can't be influenced in some manner based on the history that they have where here with CFC and stuff like that. So as a citizen and an American taxpayer, I'm very, very concerned.
This man did not have an axe to grind, just so you know. He called the Biden family when all this came out, and he goes, listen, Adam Schiff just went on television and called me a traitor. Have him retract that right now, or I'm going to go public with what I know. 48 hours later, he had not received a return phone call from Jim Biden, and he went public with it because he felt that his character was being assassinated all to get Joe Biden elected, and he was done with it. You got to go watch that Tucker Carlson interview.
Get more at 971talk.com.